Welcome, this is the EdRush Masterclass. Design the VHS Rave Stab in Ableton Live 12 using macro controls creatively. I'll walk you, step by step, through building a short drum and bass style stab with tape warble, lo-fi grit, and a three-way morph between clean, VHS and rave textures, all using Live 12 stock devices and rack macros you can automate and perform. First, what we're making: a tight 1-2 bar stab with short decay and bright top end, an instrument plus audio effect rack with 5 useful macros, VHS wobble, lo-fi, tone, space, and morph, and arrangement and clip envelope automation to make the stab breathe and change across a loop or arrangement. Prerequisites: Ableton Live 12 and a new live set with 1 MIDI track. Step A: build the basic stab. 1. Load Wavetable on the MIDI track. 2. Set oscillator to a bright sawish Wavetable. Unison to 2 and attune around 0.06. 3. Turn on oscillator B as a sub or a square 1 octave lower, mixed in around 20% for body. 4. Use a low pass filter MG Low 24 or LP24. Cut off around 1.2 kHz and drive at about 1.2. 5. Amp envelope: attack 0.5 ms, decay 200-350 ms, sustain 0, release 30-60 ms for a short stab. 6. Filter envelope: decay 150-300 ms, amount around 40-60% to give a bright transient that clothes. 7. Reduce polyphony to 1-2 voices for a classic stab, feel and turn glide slash portamento off. Step B: group into an instrument rack and plan macros. 1. Select Wavetable and group it into an instrument rack CMD slash control plus G. Rename it VHS Rave Stab Rack. 2. Open the rack macro view and plan 5 macros. Macro 1. VHS Wobble. Tiny pitch slash frequency modulation and frequency shifter wet. Macro 2. Lo-fi. Redux bit depth and downsample control. Macro 3. Tone. Filter cutoff and high shelving EQ. Macro 4. Space, delay and reverb amount. Macro 5, morph, chain selector between clean, VHS and rave chains. Step C, create 3 effect chains for morphing. 1. After the instrument rack, group the effect area into an audio effect rack. 2. Open the chain list and create 3 chains named clean, VHS and rave. Clean, minimal processing, EQ 8, slight saturator drive tilde 1.5, then send to space macro, VHS, frequency shifter, redux, and a light chorus slash ensemble for vintage color. Set frequency shifter fine shift small, redux bits and downsample modest. Rave, chorus slash ensemble, auto filter with envelope and resonance, then delay ping pong or simple delay and saturator. 3. Map the chain selector to macro 5. In macro map mode, set numeric ranges so the 3 chains occupy non-overlapping regions. Recommended ranges: clean 0.42, VHS 43.84, rave 85.127. This lets the single morph macro sweep between states. Step D, map parameters to the macros. Open macro map mode and map these parameters with conservative min slash max values. Macro 1, VHS wobble Wavetable global fine tune, roughly minus 0.12 to plus 0.12 semitones, about minus 12 to plus 12 cents. Wavetable position or small pitch nudge, minus 6 to plus 6 position units small range. Frequency shifter dry slash wet, 0% right arrow 55%. Frequency shifter fine shift, 0 Hz right arrow 0.35 Hz. Optional, small LFO amount pitch 0% right arrow 12%. Macro 2, lo-fi redux bits, 16 right arrow 8. Redux downsample rate, 44,100 Hz right arrow 11,025 Hz. Saturator drive, 1.0 right arrow 4.0 gentle link so the lo-fi adds warmth. Macro 3, tone Wavetable filter cutoff, 400 Hz right arrow 5000 Hz. EQA high shelf gain, minus 6 dB right arrow plus 3 dB. Optional inverted low shelf, 0 dB right arrow 4 dB. Macro 4, space simple delay dry slash wet, 0% right arrow 40%. Simple delay feedback, 10% right arrow 35%. Reverb dry slash wet, 0% right arrow 35%. Reverb decay, about 0.8s right arrow 2.2s map lightly. Macro 5, morph chain selector ranges, clean 0.42, VHS 43.84, rave 85.127. Always set sensible min slash max values so automating a macro won't produce extreme, unusable results. Step E, Craft the VHS flutter without external LFOS 1. Use the frequency shifter and small pitch mapping to create tape wobble. Map frequency shifter fine to macro 1 with a tiny range, and map wave eatable pitch or position with small plus or minus ranges, so macro 1 nudges pitch and timbre together. 2. For periodic wobble you have two options. Draw fast automation of macro 1 in arrangement or record knob movements, or use clip envelopes. Inside a MIDI clip choose device right arrow your rack right arrow macro 1 as the envelope source and draw an LFO or irregular wobble curve. Clip envelopes sync to tempo and are great for gated or rhythmic wobble. Step F. Automate macros in arrangement 1. Twitch to arrangement view and place your stab MIDI clip. 2. Show automation lanes. Select the track and choose your rack and the macro to automate. 3. Draw or record automation. Examples. Subtle flutter. Small. Fast wiggles on macro 1 at 1/8 or 1/16 resolution. Lo-fi hits. Step automation that pushes macro 2 to max for a bar then back. Morphs. Step macro 5 to switch clean right arrow VHS right arrow rave on downbeats. 4. To record live automation, enable automation arm and record while moving the macro knobs for human feel. Step G. Final shaping and saving 1. Place in a Q8 after the rack to notch any muddness, between 200-300 Hz and at a high shelf around 612 kHz if needed. 2. Map saturator drive to macro 2 so lo-fi also adds warmth. 3. Save the rack as a preset using the rack save disk so you can recall it across projects. A concrete automation pass. Follow this now bar 1. Stab hits. Macro 5 equals clean 0. Macro 3 tone equals 80% bright. Macro 1 wobble equals 10% almost off. Bar 2. Start morph. On the downbeat, automate macro 5 to 50 over, and 1/8 note to select the VHS chain. Simultaneously draw 1/16 triplet wobble on macro 1. 10 right arrow 40 right arrow 10. Bar 3. Big lo-fi break. Macro 2 jumps to 100% for 1 bar so redux and downsample engage. Macro 4 space cuts to 0% to keep it dry and punchy. Bar 4. Rave sweep. Macro 5 jumps to 100% for rave. Macro 4 space rises to 60% so delay and reverb bloom, and macro 1 adds subtle movement 10 right arrow 25 right arrow 10 to simulate chorus warble. Common mistakes to avoid: don't map full extremes, extreme ranges make macros unusable. Don't dump too many parameters on one macro without thought. Map complementary changes and invert ranges when helpful. Check chain selector ranges for overlap. Overlapping ranges can make morphing jump unpredictably. Avoid excessive bit reduction in redux. 8/12 bits is a good starting point. Be careful with stereo chorus and big reverb. In club systems this can cause phase issues. Test in mono. Pro tips: keep wobble tiny. 5/15 usually reads as tape flutter. Larger values sound like pitch bending. Invert mappings musically. For example, have tone decrease as lo-fi increases so the sound darkens naturally when bits are reduced. Use clip envelopes for rhythmically precise LFOs and gated stabs. Keep a parallel clean layer under heavy processing so transients remain clear when lo-fi engages. Test in mono and at club volumes to avoid surprises. Mini practice exercise: make a 4-bar loop using your rack. Bar 1. Clean stab with bright tone. Bar 2. Add a VHS flutter using a 1/8 note saw-like macro 1 envelope. Bar 3. Slam lo-fi by setting macro 2 to 100 and cut space to 0. Bar 4. Jump to rave chain with macro 5 at 100, increase space to 60 and record a live macro pass. Save this rack as VHS rave stab. Exercise. Recap: you created a short DNB stab, grouped it into an instrument and audio effect rack, mapped 5 expressive macros, and learned to automate them in arrangement and with clip envelopes. You learned practical mapping values, how to build a convincing tape flutter, and how to morph between clean VHS and rave textures while keeping the sound usable in a mix. That's the lesson. If you like, use the mapping values and ranges we covered as a checklist while you build and automate the rack. Good luck, and enjoy performing your VHS rave stab.